Welcome to the weekend and this edition of the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. You can catch up with me and with podcasts of the Florida Roundtable at BillMick.com. We're into November. The holiday season is upon us, right around the corner, actually. So I want to talk this week about holiday travel. Thanksgiving, Christmas season, the New Year season. What are your best plans and best options for travel through the holidays, whether by air, sea, roads, or rail? Best savings opportunities for those? Favorite destinations, maybe unexpected ones? A holiday cruise, maybe, or the best tips for holiday travel? Whether you're packing gifts along with you or having Amazon deliver your gifts, we're going to talk holiday travel with renowned travel expert Karen Shaler. She's with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable right here on the Florida News Network.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Glad you're with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Bill Mick, and our guest this weekend is Karen Shaler. Karen is a renowned and experienced traveler, writer, storyteller. And well, I'm going to let Karen tell you about Karen as we talk holiday travel heading into this holiday season. And it excites me. I travel every holiday season. Karen, thank you. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm so glad we're talking about this now, because one of the big tips is plan early. Let's go. Let's get ready.
Yeah, and it's a little late. We're in November, so it's a little late before to be early, but we're going to run with that. I travel every holiday season. I go back to my native land of West Virginia for Thanksgiving specifically, and I spend a week there. And generally, the travel's worked out pretty early. But I want to talk about travel in general, whether it's by air, sea, roads, or rail. You got choices and experiences each way. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about Karen Shaler. Let's let this audience, if they're not familiar already, know who you are.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And, you know, when I say early, I get asked a lot to come on the week before Christmas or Thanksgiving and saying, give us last minute travel tips. So this is a luxury. So, but you're right. A lot of the travel we'll be talking about, it's great that sooner you can book. But to tell you a little bit about my journey, I have now been to 68 countries. I'm very blessed to be able to travel to those places. But the part of the story that I love to share with people is that I grew up very modest means, and I grew up north of Seattle in Everett. If people know Boeing, they'll know the name. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a lot, and my grandparents didn't have a lot. And my grandma would clip coupons, and she would find a way to travel. She had that wanderlust. And when she traveled, she'd send me a postcard. And I would wait, back in the day, dating myself horribly, but I would wait for those postcards, and I saved them in a little shoebox, and I dreamed someday. I even had, starting at 10 years old, I had one of those dear diaries, and I dreamed of the places that I was going to get to travel to. My grandma was an avid reader, so was my mother. They took me to libraries, so I would get those National Geographic. So I have been a travel lover for as long as I can remember. And the reason I love travel is because I felt it transports you. It transforms you. And being able to meet new people and experiences and new cultures, that's what I wanted as a little girl, and that's what I want today. So when I started out, I started as a TV news reporter, and that started my travels because I lived in 10 different states, bouncing around from different TV markets, you know, from Montana, Idaho, Minnesota, South Dakota. It's like a song. I could keep going. And I got a little taste of that travel and cultures by literally living in those places. But as a TV reporter, and for anyone that knows, when you're following your favorite TV anchors on television, you don't see them taking much time off. And so, especially at the holidays, I would work the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the New Year's, and then I would take the quote comp time. So that got me, you know, even very young at that point as well, figuring out the best travel hacks. When can I travel? When can I save money? Which is what we're going to be sharing with everybody today. Stuff you can use right now that's really smart. But the travel really was a way for me to decompress. I started out in television. I was a crime and investigative reporter. Very difficult job. Every day I'd come to work really telling people about the worst things that were happening that day around the world. And the way I would escape those few days I got off was to travel. And again, modest means, I would, you know, didn't clip coupons, but I certainly searched for those travel deals. And when I left television, the last big story I did, I had won 3 Emmys as a journalist. 2 of them were from reporting in war zones, both Bosnia and Afghanistan. And I had just gotten back from being embedded with an Apache helicopter unit in Afghanistan. I spent almost a month in 3 different bases. And there was a bombing. It was when Dick Cheney came to Afghanistan. And it was one of those situations where there was a drill. And so during that time, all the soldiers talked about their someday trips and where they would someday go. And that sort of started the journey that I'm on now with travel therapy.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned that wish list in the box that you want. You've traveled to 68 countries. Do you still have anything on the list?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? Every day I get more because it's you're learning. My friend just told me she's going to Iceland. I have not been to Iceland. I'll just check that, you know, right now. We want to add that. Every time I travel, I learn more places that I want to travel. And with my show that I did, my travel therapy show, I'm still doing, it was on pause during the pandemic, but I go all over and I cover the most inspiring, empowering places to travel. And my brand is Travel Therapy. And we're gonna tell you more about that and how you can have travel therapy.
And we do it next on the Florida Roundtable here on the Florida News Network. Stay with us.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Splish, splash, I'm taking up.
Everything okay in here?
Oh, yeah, sure is.
You're wearing a life jacket.
Sure am.
In the tub?
Practicing for when we head to the lake. I read about wearing one at wearitflorida.com.
And wearitflorida.com told you to wear it in the tub?
Nope, that was my idea. You know, Florida is the leader in boating fatalities, so a life jacket can save lives.
As you were.
Splish, splash, I was taking
a Learn bath. More at wearitflorida.com.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor. And I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Back on the Florida Roundtable, Karen Shaler with us, and we're talking holiday travel this weekend. And Karen, you've been around the globe. You have developed tips and ideas and found the best way to do things, and I appreciate that. That's what I want to convey to this audience this weekend. Air, sea, roads, rail. I would venture to say most people are going to travel by car, at least for the relatively short trips. What are the best ways you've found for travel in the holidays, going home to see family, whatever it may be? What are you looking at there?
You know, you're right. There's so many different options. And Thanksgiving and Christmas are very different with the trends we see. Just you hit it on the head when you said traveling by car Thanksgiving. That's often the way for those blessed enough to have families nearby. But then Christmas, you're really seeing a lot of the air travel. That's when people that maybe are live traditionally further away will spend the money. So let's start with, I think, in the car.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, you can, I think with AAA and everything. And first of all, one of the overall tips I want to give you, because it's so important. So if you're just listening now and you might have to, you know, run off, don't, please. We want you here. But one of the things that's so important, a lot of us are talking about AI, and there's so many positive ways we can use AI. But in the travel world, it's kind of funny. You know how we would Google top 10 trips or tips and things like that? We've all done it when we're looking for those travel tips. And it might take us to a trusted source like AAA or Travel and Leisure. Well, in AI on ChatGPT, people are like, well, heck, I'll just go there and get my tips. But you have to be so careful. Of course, I'm testing it so I can share with you all the best things to do. I do a whole shows on just how to use AI for travel. But one of the things that's so key is it'll spit out imaginary hotels, imaginary places. And the first time this happened, no, Bill. And so that's why I had to share this before, because this applies to all travel, whether it's air, sea, or by plane. I am very experienced and this is my job. So I was going someplace and I was like, oh, give me the top 10 hotels that have this, 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 just to quit, you know, kind of make it quicker for me. And it's listed these two hotels I'd never heard of, and they sounded really cool, Bill. They were Christmas themed. Everyone knows I write Christmas movies and Christmas novels. I'm like, awesome. So I go and look into it, and long story short, they don't exist. So I went back to the AI and said, do these exist? No, but we know that you're known as Christmas Karen and thought you might like these hotels. I'm like, but they're not real. So the AI learns your tips and trends. So maybe you have a family. So all of a sudden it'll spit out these family resorts that don't exist. So that is my overall tip. If you get anyone, please use things like ChatGPT, because there are ways that are so helpful for you and can help your travel and get travel hacks, but be very careful to cross-reference. So
that's a great point. I had a developer on several months ago out of the San Francisco area who actually has developed an AI that his team is really interactive with to have the AI plan your travel the entire trip. And it was a very interesting hour. That's been several months ago on the show. I wish I had the notes in front of me, but being careful is a good idea when you're doing that.
Exactly. Because one of the things, when I started travel therapy, it was all about inspiring, empowering yourself through travel. And the tips that I find and that help myself personally is the pre-planning. I'm all about being spontaneous once you get to a location, especially if things go awry, which they can, but it's the pre-planning. So a lot of the tips you're going to hear today, it's why you're here. It's why you're listening. You're smart, because it's going to make your time traveling a lot less stressful. I always joke, travel therapy is supposed to be your therapy to help you relax and reboot, not need therapy when you get home from a disastrous trip, you know, that's the key. But when you're traveling on the road, and especially a lot of families, right, you're going to pack up the kiddos, you're going to get in the car. One of the first, let's talk money saving tips. We all need to save money. So let's jump into that. The biggest thing right now that I'm finding that's helpful is using those gas apps. So pre-planning, know where you're going, plan your trip, and look in the gas apps to see where you can affordably get gas. Make sure that you do that, because gas can make a huge difference in cost right now, and you really want to look at that. And the tips that you've heard before, but it's worth mentioning, do not travel on any of the things we're talking about today if you can during the peak time. That means try not to leave Wednesday night for your Thanksgiving, you know, trip. As much as it might break your heart, you might want to leave really early Thursday morning and push Thanksgiving meal a few hours, if that means, because most people are already there. You hit the road on a Wednesday, even Tuesday night, it's going to be rough. So it depends on your tolerance and your patience level. But big things. Pre-planning, make sure you know where to get gas, get the affordable gas, and look for those discounts ahead of time. And also car rental deals if you're renting a car. I know people now, Bill, that are renting cars instead of putting the mileage wear and tear on their own, because they're finding really amazing deals, $18, $19 a day. And they're like, hey, why take my car? They also upgrade. Maybe you have a smaller car. You want to travel. You want to bring your sister, your brother, and you want to get a luxury SUV, have more room for everybody. So it's really kind of out of the box, but think about that, you know. And again, always we're going to book early. When you're doing a road trip, plan your rest stops again ahead of time and make them enjoyable. If it's a 1 or 2 hour trip, you're not going to need this tip. But a lot of us are driving 5, 6, 7 hours, and you can make it fun, especially if you have kids. You know, it doesn't have to be that giant ball of yarn out, you know, in the countryside, but find something that'd be fun. And same with your meals. And especially so many of us have dietary limitations. So my mom's diabetic. So I always say on road trips, she does a lot to pre-pack. Pick your restaurant, but in case something goes wrong, have always in your car, have those snacks. Have water, have the healthy treats, you know, so if something goes wrong, you're going to have that, and then plan your restaurant. You also want an emergency kit, and you can buy those on Amazon for like $10, you guys, probably even less. You can make your own. All of the basics, you're smart audience. I don't need to tell you, but you know, whether it's Band-Aids, whatever your emergencies, maybe extra pills for you. My mom, diabetic, she has little extra snacks in the glove compartment in case her blood sugar goes crazy. You also want to have entertainment for all ages. So if you're in the car driving, I always say the driver gets to pick the music or the audiobook. That's totally not fair. You can tell I'm an only child. But it's fun to plan ahead. My friend that has kids, I love this. They make this a really fun part. Instead of like, oh gosh, we have to go to grandma's for 8 hours. She says, okay, kids, you get to pick one audiobook. You get to pick one movie. Everybody gets involved before they get in the car. So there's not that screaming, yelling while you're driving. And it kind of is fun to encourage the kids in the travel planning. I do that a lot when we talk family travel later. And then it goes without saying, you want to have a good travel app. Like I like to use Waze. I lived in New York for almost 15 years recently, pre-pandemic, where I wasn't driving. So I didn't have to worry about this. And I, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, wait, what are the latest, greatest apps? But you really can save you a lot of time with the road constructions and things like that. I always have it on my phone. I have it in my car. Make sure you have a phone charger. Make sure you have 2 phone chargers. Well, they're like 99 cents on Amazon. Make sure you put an extra one in case you forget or something happens. That's so critical. And then you also want to make sure to avoid, like, again, like Waze, I like it because it's real-time traffic and you can avoid the delays and be flexible. You're going to hear me say this a lot, Bill, on all of it. Be flexible. Let's say you did everything I said. You're like, Karen, what you told us to plan. You told us to plan our route and you plan our restaurant. Absolutely. However, things pop up. There's an accident, especially during the time coming up, our winter months. You're going to want to have an alternate plan. If the road is closed, what are you planning to do, especially if you have kids? So I always say, make a plan. What's an alternate route? Do we go back home? Do we stay? What's going to be the plan? And then this is a small one, but I just had to do this where I'm currently at right now in Scottsdale, Arizona. Check your tire pressures, basic 101. We just had a temperature drop from like 90 degrees to 60 degrees, and my tires, thank God I have a newer car that was like, alert, alert, you know, and I was about to take a trip. So little things like that are going to take away the stress. That's what I talk about with travel, you know, therapy and things like that. And I think it's really going to help you so it looks like a fun thing to do, Bill, not a stressful thing to get in the car.
Fantastic. You mentioned a couple of things that brought memories to me really quickly. Number one, the idea of having the travel kit. It's like having a hurricane kit here in Florida. Everybody knows to have one. How many of them actually do? It's another question.
I agree. And, you know, we mentioned things like flares and the basic things. If you're a little, I'm not going to say I'm not lazy about it, but I just buy, I think I found one on Amazon that was literally less than $10. Also, for your travel lover in your life, that person you're trying to get a gift for, it makes a great gift. I have, my mom had one in her car that had to be 25 years old. You know, it was under the tire or whatever. I mean, she couldn't even open it. So it's also a good time to like check and make sure you have those basic emergency things. And on safety belt, thank you for reminding me. And this is going to sound silly, but my single friends in New York, even when we get on a subway at night, maybe after a restaurant or after going out, text me when you get home. It's accountability for each other that we're all dispersing on a New York subway. Make sure you get home. Same thing for family. It's, again, seems obvious. Let your destination know when you're leaving, approximate time. So if something, God forbid, happens, they know that, you know, to call, to look for help. Again, with the weather, we cannot underestimate. I've lived in Montana, Idaho, Minnesota, South Dakota. I can't tell you how many times I have been trapped, stuck. That's why I have all these tips for you when it comes to cars and any kind of road travel. Be really careful and make sure people know where you're going.
That's a great idea. You also mentioned when to travel. And I fly to West Virginia every Thanksgiving. And we don't do Thanksgiving till Friday because my sister does Thanksgiving at her in-laws on Thursday. So Friday, I flew 1 year on Thanksgiving Day. I had the plane to myself. It was glorious.
Oh, I do that every year. That if I'm blessed enough to get to go home, often I'm not able to. I always fly. I fly on Christmas Day, I fly on New Year's Day, and I fly on Thanksgiving Day. First of all, you're going to save a ton of money. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a less stressful experience. All the things we're going to be talking about, absolutely 100%. And we should dive in. Should we talk about air travel? Because
yeah, we've got a couple of minutes here. Let's go ahead and jump into air. That's probably the second most common we'll be looking at today.
Yes. I think so, too. And, you know, I think also it's the one that we need the most tips, to be honest with you. Can we all be on our best behavior? Because you're going to know going in, if you're traveling Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, anywhere in that time, it is going to be crowded. People are going to be stressed. You're dealing with people. You might be an experienced traveler. You're going to get frustrated because you're experienced with people that maybe they only travel once a year and they're not as savvy as you and they're not as quick in the security lines. And I just want to encourage everyone to have patience and kindness, especially to our flight attendants and to our people behind the desks that are working, our restaurants. They're exhausted. They're working their holidays so we can get to where we want to be with our loved ones, and they're not. And I've seen people be really nasty and take out their frustrations on people. That's just an overall tip, period, in life. But it really with travel and some of the biggest things. First of all, again, I always want to start with deals of how we can save money, because you're right. A lot of air travel is bought a year in advance, you know, just to be careful, or 3 or 4 months. It's go time, people. If you do not have your airline ticket, you need to be researching it. You need to be setting all the alerts on the apps. If you don't have to have a lot, but pick one app so you can set an alert if you're kind of waiting to go. Yes, Bill.
I was just telling you 1 minute here.
Tip.
No. You're the tipster today.
Oh, Bill has so many tips too. So also with the travel tips, and we can dive in a little more after too, but you want to make sure that you're shopping on the right day for them. And the big day to shop is either Monday, Tuesday. That's when airlines put most of their deals. Do not shop on weekends. Prices fluctuate all the time, literally every day. So maybe you want to go Seattle, LA. It could change 15 times. Also use an incognito browser. We can talk more about that after we come up after the break if you'd like. And those are just some of the big ones. And carry on luggage. I'll say it again. I'll say it after the break. Carry on only, folks. You can ship stuff ahead, but that way you can be flexible and nimble. If your flight is canceled, you can hop on a different flight. It's going to make
all the
difference.
I like where you're coming from, and I look forward to getting the rest of those tips as we continue holiday travel this weekend on the Florida Roundtable.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool. It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Cronk witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as The Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion or your race, or because you have children or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm learning a lot this weekend with Karen Shaler as we take a look at holiday travel. I do my little bit of traveling, not like I used to do, and I'm going to learn some things here myself. Karen Shaler is with us. Karen, thank you so much. We're talking air travel and tips for getting the best and the best deals and the best experience. I think that's as important as well.
And thank you so much for recognizing that, Bill. That's why I was so excited, because when I started my travel therapy, you know, on my website, I have all these amazing places you can go. It's traveltherapytrips.com. I've been to 68 countries, the most inspiring, empowering places in the world to kind of help you reboot. But guess what, you guys? I can tell you all these great deals to Tahiti or what have you. But if you don't have the travel therapy experience, you're going to be so stressed out. You're going to waste your hard-earned time and money.
Sure.
So I think the tips and the experience is just as important. And so I like to mix it in. And I want to, hopefully you've stayed with us or were with us earlier. If not, please go back and listen, because we were ripping through some of these fast airline tips for you. But if some of you went, that girl talks fast, and wait, what is incognito browser?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that, because this is something I admitted I learned later than probably most. Okay, so typical scenario. I'm living in LA. I want to go to Seattle to visit my mom, right? So I'm going to Google it. I mean, I'm going to look on the airline and I'm going to put in everything. Maybe 10 times, right? Am I right, guys? How many times do we look? We very rarely look once. We maybe look on Friday. We come back Saturday. We come back Sunday. We look again at night. We're just, you know, we're looking for the best airfare. And I'm going to tell you how to find the best airfare. But guess what? There are cookies, whether you're using, you know, not good cookies, not Christmas cookies, not Thanksgiving cookies. I'm talking cookies that are charting what you are doing online. Scary, true. So when I say incognito browser, the reason you need that is if, let's say, you're on Delta Airlines or any of the airlines, they know what you're doing. You've looked at that flight. They're going to raise the price. Often that's why it's fluctuating. They know you want it. So if you go to an incognito browser, and each of you can just Google how, because depending on what browser you're using, whether it's Chrome or Safari, I don't want to take the time here. It's like one button. You push one button, and what it is, it's free of your past history of searches. So you're going to get the best deal. So go ahead and search like you always do, because you're comfortable. But before you buy, go to that incognito browser and just make sure you're getting the very best deal. And when we talk about price fluctuations, it's worth saying again, Bill, that the airlines often have their sales on Monday or Tuesday. So one of the best days to shop is Wednesdays. Worst day to shop is Saturday, Sunday, for just the reason we talked about. I've literally saved hundreds, and I'm talking about difference of $250 and a $550, same flight, same time, same everything, because I didn't buy it on the weekend. I can't stress that enough. That is so important. And when we're talking about the travel experience, anyone knows this at the holidays, but I admit it, I'm a frequent traveler, so sometimes I push the limit a little bit. Go early. You know how they say go 2 hours, and a lot of us are going, I can get in an hour. It's not you, it's the others that might get in your way, or it's all of a sudden there's an outage. We've seen so many nightmares of holiday travel. So if you go early, you're going to be more relaxed. Spend the time in the lounge. This is a time to use your lounge, you know, access if you have it, or perhaps even buy it if you want. You know, it can be like $40, $50, depending on what airlines. But if you have a 4 or 5 hour layover, or you want to go to the airport early and have a meal, it's going to be just as cheap and nice in the lounge as it would be in a restaurant. So this is the time of year to get out all your flight credits. Use the miles you haven't used. Make sure you check, because, you know, in case you have an airline that expires, go to the lounge. And the basic things that you guys know, bring your phone chargers and your computer charges and stake out a spot. If you're not in a lounge like most of us and you're just hanging out in the crazy busy area, pick a seat where you can charge in case your flight is delayed. You want to be able to stay connected, and you always want your app on the phone. So if all of a sudden your flight's connected, you can get in that Epic line, but you can also rebook online. And Bill, one tip I have to tell you, and this is my favorite tip. My mom just did this, and I'm like, Mom, I've told you. Your flight's canceled. We all get this. You automatically are rebooked 2 days later, right? Wrong. If you're trying to get home for holiday travel, that's what they do to you, but you don't have to take it. They count on 90% of travelers. I talk to the airlines about this, say, oh my gosh, we're so stressed. Our flight's canceled. Okay, 2 days. Okay, that's my next flight. Like, it's a done deal. It is not a done deal. You can either do on the app, go online, call, your preferred way to communicate. You can even, you know, put it out on X, formerly known as Twitter. But you can get a better flight even if you have to change airlines. So if it's something that's really important to you, the time, don't think that that's just the one thing you have to take. You also want to make sure when you get on the plane that you're prepared. Everything from, we talked about it in the car travel, bring your own snacks, especially if you're not blessed to be in first class. Like, how many of us get that, you know, privilege? You know, usually we're in the middle or the back of the bus or the plane. So make sure you have your own travel snacks, because you don't want to be hangry. You don't want to be grumpy. And I always bring enough to share. I know that sounds crazy, but especially at the holidays, because it just makes them for holiday cheer. If I have chocolates or something like that, usually I bring something wrapped, because you can't be too careful. And you'd be surprised at how that brings a smile, especially if that person in the middle seat wants to stretch their arms maybe a little too much. You give them a chocolate, and now they're being a little more considerate. I'm all about bribery when I travel, Bill, anything that it takes. And I'm always also bringing, make sure you have your headsets. You know, the airline ones aren't the best. If you're really someone that wants to watch a movie, make sure you're downloading your entertainment, your podcast, your Zen, whatever you need to have with you, make sure that's done. So again, I'm trying to turn the travel on the plane into an enjoyable experience, and also plan ahead and know your limitations, especially if you have children. Who's going to sit with who? Do you need the aisle seat? Do you need the window seat? Because you don't want to get up to that poor person working for the airline behind the counter and have your freak out stress because for some reason your child doesn't want this seat, or you've been separated. Try really hard before you get to the airport to handle all of that. And another great cost-saving tip, especially if you're going somewhere, a lot of people go home for the holidays, but it doesn't mean you have to stay with mom and dad. You know, sometimes not staying with them is a good thing. And if you have the economic means, there's a lot of flight and hotel deals. Actually, in the travel, the packages are better than you think. This is some of the best time, because most people stay with family. So that's the time where hotels are bundling up, especially the week before Christmas. My birthday is December 19th, and I have learned over the years, all of the hotels I've been to, it's been the same. Unless you're maybe the 1% in a specific part of the Caribbean that's booked a year in advance, the rest of the country, that week before Christmas, the 19th to Christmas, is the lowest season, and you can get amazing hotel deals. You can stay in that hotel because that's not the rush time for them. So these are just some overall tips. And I know you're like, wait, how are we talking hotels when we're on the plane? But it's because you would bundle your airline with your hotel. And all the airlines, almost all of them have that. So, you know, maybe it's not an area of the website you look at, but it's worth it this time of year during the holidays, New Year's as well, to take a peek.
Karen, they also bundle up with rental car companies, and you can get deals there as well.
I was just going to say that. You're brilliant. And exactly. And that's so smart. And you really, and also, and I don't, I'm not, and I don't take sponsorship from anyone, so I can be open and, you know, give you honest advice. So this comes from my experience, but Costco has some of the best car rental that I have ever had. I use them exclusively during the pandemic. Again, not paid by Costco, but really look at their deals. A lot of people don't even know Costco has travel, but specifically the rental cars, I've saved a bundle.
That's fantastic. Let's shift gears just a little bit. About 3 minutes left here in the segment. Something that may not be as popular, but I think can be intriguing, is traveling by rail. And whether it's an excursion that is by rail or getting from A to B by rail, how does that compare to doing the airport thing or the driving yourself?
I love that you brought this up, because when you talk about sort of off the beaten path, this can be an adventure in itself. Back in the day where you had the Orient Express and train travel was amazing, I think it's really fun, especially for families. It could be an adventure for the kids. It could be the best part of your trip. So absolutely, in your area, look into train travel. And when you do, they have these great regional passes. Whether you're in the U.S., one of my favorite ways to travel at the holidays is in Switzerland. And yes, we're going big here, but the Glacier Express between Zermatt and St. Moritz is one of the most in the world beautiful train trips you will ever take, one of the most beautiful travel experiences. It's very affordable. You know, and Swiss trains are amazing. So look for those kind of experiences in your neighborhood, in your community, wherever you're listening from. And you want, here's the quick tips we'll get through. We want to make sure also to bring those essentials, because the train doesn't have the blankets and maybe the food card isn't coming through. So you want to bring all of those comfy things, your headsets, your computer, if whatever you're listening to. And you want to reserve your seats early, just like the airline, you can reserve seats. And if you are a single traveler, I highly, highly advise the quiet cars, because the traveling can be so stressful during the holidays. If it has a quiet car, I'd pick one up. If you have kids, obviously you're not going to get that one. But when you're looking around, make it an adventure. So maybe the kids can have things to do and make sure they, you know, their little hands have a lot of visuals. But I'd research ahead of time, research trains, get them train books, you know, make it like the whole travel experience. Also be really flexible with your luggage, because you're going to have to schlep it up, schlep it down. This is also a time to pack light. And we talked about it before with planes. I say there's only two kinds of two kinds of luggage, carry-on and lost, especially at the holidays. No matter how you're traveling, you can book ahead. I send my presents ahead. You know, just that way I don't have to worry about TSA, because don't wrap your presents, guys. TSA often will unwrap them. That's another tip I didn't mention with flying. So think about that, especially when you're traveling on a train, and use those digital tags, those little GPS tags. I won't name brands. You can have your own famous brands, you know, $9, $10. It's kind of fun too. You can track it. It should be with you. But if you are someone that's not taking my advice and you are checking your bags, make sure you know where they are. So when the airline says, we don't know, you can say, it's in Tahiti. Go get it.
Keep your medication in your carry-on. Learned that one the hard way once.
100%. Oh, thank you, Bill. See,
Karen
Shaler's
with us.
Diabetic.
Holiday travel, one more mode, and a lot of tips to go here on the Roundtable.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health, because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions, so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The sun's out, the water's cool, It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
A busy and fun weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Travel expert Karen Shaler. And before we're done, Karen, you got to tell us everything else you're doing too, because it's just amazing everything you're into. But I've got one more mode of travel that I want to discuss. A couple of years ago, my family, my sister, her family, my son, his family, and I, grandkids, everybody involved, took a cruise over New Year's, between Christmas and New Year's, through the New Year holiday. My brother-in-law and I, we got to watch the college playoff football and all on New Year's Eve. But everybody had a blast. That was a great trip. Anything about specialty trips around the holidays that might be good for folks?
Oh, I love that. And I think that when you're on a cruise, it also takes away a lot of the stress,
right?
You talk about the pre-planning. That pre-planning's been done for you. And so I think that's why it's so popular. I took my dad on a Windstar cruise, and it was actually, they call it yachting because it was about 100 people. So it was a small experience, and it was in the Caribbean. The British Virgin Islands is one of my favorite places to go. And it was such, he loved it so much. And again, you had all the built-in different things that you could do. And it was that week I told you that's affordable, the week before, right before Christmas, not Christmas, but that week before. So I love that. And another experience I love, if you're going, I'm not into the big cruises because you just don't want to be around all the people. I hear you. I've been that person as well. I also love chartering a sailboat. This is not as bougie as it sounds, you guys, because when I first heard, I'm like, I'm not a multimillionaire. Unfortunately I'm not, but again, there's off seasons. Christmas to New Year's is high seasons in yachting and sailing in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, anywhere. But again, you go a little bit for Thanksgiving and a little bit before Christmas. You can get some amazing deals where you fly to like Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. You charter a sailboat with your family, especially for families are very romantic. I've done it with, a boyfriend. It's my litmus test. If they can handle the cruising, on a sailboat or catamaran with me, then they're good to go. It's such a great way. So I love being on the water, any kind of specialty trip. And I think what travel therapy, it's pick the trip based on what you're going through in life. So if you're stressed, you might want to go and chill out somewhere. If you want adventure, maybe you're going to do something like go skiing. So know your family, know the trip. I would say the holidays is not the time to go out on a limb and do something you've never done that you're not sure of, because you're going to have the extra stress of the holidays. Why put in the stress of, oh gosh, I had a miserable time, this wasn't a great idea. So know that there's built-in stress of traveling in the holidays. What are your comfort level? What's going to make you happy? And again, I love the theme. You can plan your own theme on a very light budget. What's around your neighborhood? Maybe you decide you want to do a vacation, where it's you and just maybe you're by yourself. Maybe it's a girlfriend getaway. You can go to a local spa for the day. You can have a spa experience at home. I'm a member of the Writers Guild, the Hollywood writers that were on strike. And during that, of course, we couldn't pitch or sell our movies. And so I did an adult coloring book, a course inspired by travel. It's called Color Your Travel Dreams. And it's 50 different travel quotes and places. But the idea is, planning your trip, you can be inspired. It's all these places I've traveled around the world in these beautiful places.
That's a
cool
idea.
So again, plan your own. Yeah, well, and I did it because I wanted to give back. People were on strike on the picket line and said, they needed to relax. And I had made one, Color Your Christmas Dreams, inspired by my Christmas movies. It was really, people loved it. And it's, again, it's just, what can you surround yourself with? Get your favorite coloring book, your favorite movies. It doesn't have to be going to Tahiti if you're listening going, Karen, I'm on a budget. It's tough this time of year too, but you can still have that special vacation. Go to the museum you don't go to in your neighborhood. Partner up and look at places. Take that road trip. It's absolutely possible.
Let me ask you about types of trips or special planning, whether you are a family, a couple, or maybe a single person traveling. Are there tips for each of those that are going to help out here?
Absolutely. So first of all, if you're family, you all know more than I do. My mom's out there, my dad's. It's a lot to travel with kids. But if you start before you leave, putting them in the planning process, I don't care if they're 4 years old, they can pick up one thing they might want to do. Let them be involved. And then it makes all the difference in the world. So they're excited. You can, you know, even have print up little things. You can look on the computer together. Hey, you know, if you're going to a new place, one of the children picks a museum, one of them picks a restaurant. Let them be involved in the planning. It's going to be so much more fun. And with kids, you know, we always want to plan ahead to avoid any kind of last minute snafus. Be flexible, mom and dad, sisters, brothers, whoever's traveling together. Again, remember holidays, it's going to be challenging and it's all in your attitude. And you want to book direct flights if you can for the kiddos, especially because it's going to be easier than I say book direct all the time, especially with kids. Use family discounts. Look at those air miles and those hotels, because that's the time you want to try to cash them in. And singles, same, be flexible. Look at group tours. Great way to meet somebody. Stay connected if you're single. Make sure someone knows where you are, where you're going. If you're traveling internationally, check in with the State Department. You know, be safe. Prioritize your safety if you're traveling alone.
Very, very good. We've got one segment left. Karen Shaler's with us. We're talking holiday travel tips and the like. And I want to take a couple minutes when we come back just to talk about you and the other amazing things you're in. You've been a great guest today. I appreciate all the information. A lot of information in a short period of time. But you're going to be able to find Karen in a lot of places you may not have thought. And I want you to have an opportunity to do that, because the energy she brings, the knowledge she brings, and then the entertainment. Coming up on the Florida Roundtable.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Quality Green Specialists has the plants, products, and friendly expert advice to keep your garden healthy and bountiful. Quality Green has thousands of plants, trees, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more. Plus, high-quality organic-based fertilizers, products, even comprehensive soil testing. Visit DLand's beautiful nursery and fine fertilizer store. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Wrapping up this weekend's edition of the Florida Roundtable, Bill Mick with Karen Shaler, who's just been amazing for the entire hour, giving us travel tips and savings ideas. And let's get a few ideas here, Karen, about maybe trips folks can think about taking, whether it's holidays or not, that are going to put them in that mood and take them where they want to go?
Oh, I love this. I love sharing my travel therapy kind of secret places that might be off the beaten path. Now, y'all know that I said, look in your own neighborhoods for some of the places you might not have gone. If you're lucky enough to have a Christmas tree farm or something like that, you can like live in your own Hallmark movie. And I'm going to tell you about a destination coming up that's like that. But if you're looking to escape the cold weather, like a lot of people, Florida, Bill knows, amazing, of course, but Arizona is often overlooked and super affordable. They have one of the most, in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, one of the most beautiful botanical gardens like in the world that does luminaries, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, we do Christmas in Arizona for sure. And another hot spot if you're into the Caribbean is Harbor Island in the Bahamas. It's really small. You fly into the island of Eleuthera. It's only a couple hours if you're in Miami for your Florida listeners, or Fort Lauderdale, really easy. And it's off the radar, but Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce just went there. So you know it's an amazing place. Now, I will say you have to book early, but people always cancel last minute, but it is a secret. And Canada is probably my number one tip, Bill. Our U.S. dollar is so strong right there. I love the Canadians. I've done so many of my travel therapy trips, TV segments there. A favorite, since we were talking about driving, is New Brunswick, Canada. 2 hours drive from Maine, 6 from Boston, 10-hour drive from New York. And my favorite there is Fredericton, the capital. It is like a Hallmark movie, so much so, because we're going to talk about how I write Hallmark movies, that when I went to Fredericton, I stayed in a bed and breakfast called the Quartermain House Bed and Breakfast. I loved it so much. It is on one of my Christmas book covers. And that book is called Love Always Christmas. And it is the most charming. It's affordable. It's charming. It's going to put you in the vibe if you love those holiday Hallmark Christmas movies.
An interesting history up there in Canada as well. When I was umpiring up there in the Northern League, we went to this old bootlegger house where there were secret doorways and passageways. Ooh. Back during the Prohibition era. They're just amazing history to find. So, Karen, you mentioned these Hallmark movies. You're very familiar because you write them.
I do. I write Christmas movies, and it's a perfect transition. And I'll tell you all quickly, and hopefully we'll come back on and I'll take you behind the scenes of writing these movies some days if you are all interested. But doing my travel show, I had a moment where I couldn't travel. So I had to do something. You can tell I have high energy. I loved Hallmark movies. They were also I have travel therapy and Hallmark therapy, I said. I would watch them at the holidays nonstop on repeat. And I always wanted to write one and give back. So I wrote my first movie that I thought was going to Hallmark. It ended up being sold to Netflix. It's Netflix's first original Christmas movie. It became one of their most watched movies ever, called A Christmas Prince. It also had two other movies where The Wedding, The Baby, it had all of that. Then I wrote I'm going to write another movie for Netflix. It ended up on Hallmark. It's called Christmas Camp. I have the movie and the novel. All of my books are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, shameless plug. But if you love those kind of, you know, cozy Christmas movies, then I did two movies for Lifetime, one starring Toni Braxton called Every Day is Christmas. And that book, Every Day is Christmas, just came out. So you can find me on my website at traveltherapytrips.com. Also my name, KarenShaler.com. All of my books and movies are on Amazon, and they all have a travel element because travel is so important. And my Travel Therapy Trips website, you can pick the trip. Are you stressed? Are you looking for romance? You want to reconnect with your kids? I'm not a travel agent. I'm a person that loves travel, and my mission is to travel to as many places and to share it all with you. So thank you, Bill, so much for having me on and for the listeners. I love it.
Karen Shaler, thank you. I wish you were passionate about travel. And I look forward to having you back on the Florida Roundtable.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick on News and Public Affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.